Real quick, it was great to be out on the field today. A lot of new faces. Obviously, this is a acclimation type of practice today. We just kind of jog through. We'll do a little bit more work out here in the next swing that we have in the afternoon. With that, I'll just open it up.
Spikes, could you give us some words that come to mind when you think about Justin Tuck as a player?
I had a chance. Justin was in Thursday. It was great walking through the hall. First thing I thought of, Paul, when I saw him, is I went, yeah, that's the way they're supposed to look. Those defensive ends in a 4-3, that's the way they look. Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is his versatility, Paul, and then that and the great character and heart that he has as a football player. And I was talking with, I think, Ben and Pat Graham in the locker room after I had seen him. And one thing I remember about Justin, and I look for this in other pass rushes, he had a unique ability to, when he was rushing the passer, always be leaning toward the quarterback. His body weight and lean was always toward the quarterback, to the point where if you guys went back and watched film, there are times when he almost falls over, but he maintains balance. I think that's a great trait in a pass rusher, because you're either knocking an offensive lineman back or working a move and headed toward the quarterback. And those, as we know, those seconds are real precious when you're rushing the quarterback. But I look forward to seeing him today. I know it's later on in the afternoon, and you know, a lot of hugs and a lot of memories. We talked about a lot of things, a lot of memories. All of it was somewhat, wasn't all football. You know, where he lived, he still has that home over where I used to live. But I'm really proud of him. Proud of him, and I'll be really anxious to see him when he comes in.
It's a little hard to believe, but you really, on your Super Bowl team, you're really your third defensive
player. Yeah.
And two that were thought to be better. That seems kind of hard to believe, given what he did in his career.
Yeah, and when we were talking, of course, as you go back, all the things kind of pop in. I had forgotten that Mathias Kiwanuka had gotten hurt, so we really didn't have the fourth. If you remember, for part of that season, we had all four of those guys in there, and then Dave Tolleson kind of took Kiwi's spot. Justin reminded me of that. Justin's first thing he said, one of the first things he said when we talked about that game was, you know who was really important and nobody ever talks about? It was Dave Tolleson. And that tells you what Justin Tuck's all about. You know, he's a team guy. But we shared a bunch of those memories, and that was fun.
When you look at him, and even when you have these young guys out here, I mean, it's not like he came here was an instant success either.
That's true.
You know, he had,
that's true.
You know, he got hurt. He didn't play much. I mean, he was not a star from the beginning.
Help me out. In 07, would that have been his second or third year? Third year. Okay. Because what I remember vividly was when I was in Philadelphia, and it had to be in 06 or 05, we were not playing the Giants. We were playing somebody else who we had offensive film on, and they were playing the Giants. And I remember vividly, I think it was San Diego. One of San Diego's running back went down the left sideline as you look at defensively. And he looked like he was going to be in the end zone. And all of a sudden, there was this flash of 91. Now, I didn't even know who he was. But I remember vividly him catching the running back all the way down the field. I don't know if anybody else remembers that play. It was against San Diego. It might have been, it was either 06 or 05. And it stuck out. And then, lo and behold, fast forward however many months later, you know, I'm here and I'm working with him. But I from that time on, I felt like that this was going to be a special guy. And fortunately for us in that particular year, he flourished.
What about his professionalism overall?
Oh, top end. They don't come much better than that. The thing I liked about Justin is he never got frazzled. You know, and you brought up the point about, you know, you could say he was a backup. He really wasn't a backup. We had three starters, right? But he wasn't the guy that went out there first. But that never bothered him. He was humble. All he wanted to do was win. He was a team guy. He supported his teammates, evident by what I just said about his comments about Dave Tolleson. And you couldn't ask for anything more. And, you know, for the 2 years I was here with him, he gave us everything we asked and was really, really important. The most, when I said versatile, Paul, when I first mentioned that, I mean, Justin was the guy we could do a lot of things with because mentally he could handle it and physically he could do a lot of different things. He said, okay, he brought this up to me, and he's right. He said there was only one position in the defense that he did not play while we were together. And I immediately said corner. But he did line up out there in the Philadelphia game. He made a mistake. And I reminded him that when he did it, basically he was all the way out there. But he played everywhere. He played all the linebacker spots. The only place he really didn't end up, well, we had him deep at safety. I think it was just played at Mike. Now I'm trying to remember which one he said, but there was only one. Played all the line positions. Showed up somewhere as linebackers, went out there a corner, one snap. Probably not the safety spot. We had him running down the middle as a Mike, but he did it all. I mean, he was a great pro and a great Giant. And I'm glad you brought him up, too. I enjoy talking about Justin. That's awesome. I think he's great.
We made a big deal after the draft about how the first time in history the Giants didn't draft an offensive or defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Maybe more of a concern on the offensive side, but are you okay with where you are in the defensive line, given all the additions?
Look, I'm glad we got defensive players. I mean, I thought Jerry and the scouts and the personnel department did a heck of a job. And we feel like draft-wise, you know, we got three pretty good players on defense. And look, we need them in all. I mean, every team, every unit side of the ball needs them in all the spots. It was unique. I mean, I really hadn't thought about it until somebody mentioned it. But it worked out the way it did, and I'm glad we got the guys we got.
What was your first look at Apple, and you know what kind of caught your eye when you did see him?
Yeah, it was probably right before the combine, because that's about when I started looking at it, and then certainly visited with him at the combine. But, you know, he's one of those guys. I think there's a lot of hidden production, what we would call hidden production, because he is kind of a press corner, and, you know, they play real tight in some matchup coverages there at Ohio State, that there's a lot of times, in my opinion, that they don't throw the ball over there. And that's a good trait in a corner. And we grade that as hidden production, and that's important to us. So that did stick out. And they do some that's a good football team that he just came from, Ohio State. Urban's a friend of mine. They do a great job. And, you know, you knew that there was some thought process in the coverages, so we figured he could handle that. And I think he's a really good football player. I think he'll be good.
Do you worry about the penalties? I know the rules are different and it may not necessarily translate to the NFL.
Yeah, everybody's got to go from – most guys we bring in, unless you get, was it Minnesota that got the young man from Europe, France,
Germany,
somewhere?
Yeah.
I was just going to say most of them come from college, so they all have to adjust. I mean, every DB has to adjust from college to the NFL. So, look, it'll be a learning process and a growth process, but, you know, we're confident, like many other guys that have come out of college into the pros, that he'll be able to do it.
His first impressions now that you've got these guys in the buildings?
Yeah, the only thing I really could get a beat on, look, we had a quick unit meeting, and then they split in the position meetings. I actually spent most of my time in the D-line room, and I was just looking to see intelligence. You know, one of the first things we evaluate them on is the ability to learn. We tell them that. So based on what we've had so far, it's just been the learning. I mean, we didn't do anything fast out here. It was really more of a jog through. So it's really tough right now. I mean, there are some guys out there. It's just a 30-minute deal, but Thompson, I thought, was barking out. That's the first thing I look for in a safety. You know, will you back them out? Will you be loud? Are you not afraid to make a mistake? I think that's huge, and that stuck out a little bit. We got a long way to go, though.
Darian Thompson, you mentioned him. He played both safety spots at Boise, even a little linebacker. Is that something you can envision him doing here, or is he strictly?
It's really early. You know, look, we still got some guys here that are good football players. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. I mean, these guys got a long way to go, but it's nice that he has had that versatility. I think that's a bonus.
Do you see any correlation between these kind of things and success, or is it just really random and depends on
these kind
on,
of
like,
things? Meaning,
the rookie mini camps, and can you usually tell right away, or is it something that's just completely random depending on the individual?
I'll go back to the intelligence part. I mean, that should and will stick out in a 2-day, you know, mini camp. And look at what we try to do here is go fast right from the beginning. Now it was a little chaotic. You know, because they're out, they're nervous, you know. The defense is new to them, the terms are new. But you see how guys react to it. And so there'll be a few things we'll be able to pull out from this.